For 85 years, the Boeing Company has called Seattle home, but that will soon change. For 6 months, the company was able to keep secret that it planned to move its corporate headquarters to a new, still undecided location. It was announced yesterday that Chicago, Denver, and Dallas-Fort Worth are being considered. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
William Boeing initially built wooden seaplanes, but today Boeing is much more than an airplane company. It is a highly diversified aerospace and defense giant, involved with missile systems, space exploration, satellite communications, air traffic management, and more. Worldwide, the company now employs nearly 200,000 people. In making the announcement, which was broadcast on the web, Boeing CEO Phil Condit said the company will be run in a way that will maximize shareholder value.
To meet this strategic intent, we have determined that our headquarters needs to be in a location that is central to all of our operating units, to our customers, and to the financial community.
And he continued, it should not be in a place where Boeing has major operations. Boeing says it is looking for a culturally diverse city that offers ready access to global markets and provides a strong pro-business environment. The company plans to select a new site this summer and be operational this fall. Boeing says it is only moving its corporate headquarters. That staff now numbers about 1,000. The commercial airplane division, with its massive manufacturing plants, will remain in the Seattle area. With nearly 80,000 employees, Boeing will remain the state's largest employer. Still, the announcement of the corporate move, made not in Seattle but in Washington, D.C., was met with shock and dismay by some in the company's hometown.
I think Bill Boeing would be turning over in his grave if he knew they were moving his house to another city.
Mark Blondin is a district president of the Machinists Union.
I wonder if the people making these decisions at this high level at the Boeing Company have ties to this community. Do they care about this community? I wonder.
Boeing has long been a key player in the philanthropic and civic life of Seattle, in the United Way, the symphony, the theater, and the drive to improve education statewide. So yesterday's announcement was cause for concern for people such as Peter Donnelly, president of the Corporate Council for the Arts.
Sure. Yeah, sure, I'm worried. And I'm also, feeling a bit of uncertainty about it.
But Donnelly goes on to say that Boeing has always had a corporate culture of supporting the communities where its employees live, and he hopes and expects the company's involvement to continue.
They have been absolutely key in the middle of any major important community initiative for the last 20 years. And the volunteer activities by their employees throughout the region has been really quite remarkable.
With respect to the economic impact of the move on state revenues, officials here say the impact will be relatively light since the commercial airplane division will continue to pay state taxes. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.